Good morning, man. How you doing? How are you doing? Good morning. All right, cool, man. I'm well. Thank you, John. Thank you. Give you an update on the progress I made. We made a lot of progress in the rehab of my injury, and we're excited about that. Yeah, there's a timetable, but I'm not going to tell you that. You know that. Yeah, man. Got to have a timetable. Well, I mean, I'm not happy because I'd rather be out there with my teammates. But, you know, life happens and, you know, you got to roll with it. And so, as far as being where I'm at this point, you know, we're ahead of schedule and the doctors are pleased with it and so are the trainers. So, just keep on working. That's what they get paid to do, and I feel like they're going to do a good job. We got some of the best coaches in the league, and they're highly capable, and so we're all professional athletes. So we don't feel like they're going to miss a beat. So. I think any time that you are kind of an established player in this league, eyes are on you, whether it be on the field or off the field. And it's always a good sign that, your teammates see you doing things that are positive and as well for yourself and for the team. Like, so taking care of yourself is also taking care of the team. And I think once you develop that mindset, it'll change the game because it did to mine. So, you know, it's cool that he that he sees that, and you know he has a bright future in this league as well.
What do you think what you do in terms of what you're eating, how hard you're working, has impacted your being able to make maybe a quicker recovery from the surgery than maybe others might be able to?
Oh, it's directly correlated. Like what you put into your body and how you work throughout the off season. Your muscles have muscle memory and they remember where they were, so it gets them back quicker to where. Whereas if you were kind of just lazy, like coming back from an injury, it'd be a little harder. I put my heart into what I do, you know, day in and day out. So I kind of expected it.
Aaron, you said you were in the best shape of your life headed in. Psychologically, did it take you a while after the injury, after the disappointment of the injury, to get back on the grind to try to get back to that shape?
Well, no, I didn't really lose the shape. It was I had a tube coming out of my stomach, so I couldn't do anything for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And so it was just, you know, your muscles tend to like kind of atrophy. And like I said, you have muscle memory. Like if you want to get back to where you were, you can, and pretty rapidly if you work hard on it. So, I mean, and the mindset is the mindset. Like I set my mindset for this, what I'm doing since I was 7 years old, and that hasn't and it won't change until I hang my cleats up, and it's going to be like that until they kick me out of here or they kick me out of the league. And that's just, I love what I do and I'm going to continue to do it. You know, I think at first it's frustrating. It gets frustrating because you see, the evil thoughts start creeping in. Like you start thinking, well, no, I know guys don't work as hard as me. Why do I have to deal with this? And then you start feeling sorry for yourself. But that kind of goes away after the first couple hours. Like the first couple hours, I get very angry, and that's growth that used to stay with me for a long time. But, you know, now as I'm growing, it kind of goes away. And then the thoughts start. For me, it's all about perspective. Like, look what I'm doing, look where I'm at, look what I've done in my life, and look at other situations around the world. Like, and I hate to make it that deep, but that's how I rationalize it in my head. And it's really not that bad. Like, it's an injury, but you're still doing what you love to do. And it's about the journey, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun to be an accomplished athlete. It's fun to be all of this and all of that. You have all the money you want. You have all the everything that you want. But at the end of the day, what got me here was the fun part. And what's going to get me to where I'm going to go when I'm 40 years old is the fun part. So enjoying every single day and being like having that presence of mind, that's what you hang your head on is being present. Yeah, I've been doing philanthropy, like, really around the world since I got in the NFL. I have a buddy, one of my best friends, he's from Uganda, and we do a lot of work over there, you know, from my city where I'm from, Albuquerque, New Mexico, my hometown, San Diego, and here a lot. But I do it a lot under radar because, you know, I used to think that if there's cameras there, it's really ingenuine, and so I used to not allow cameras in any of my philanthropic endeavors. But you know, being around a lot of people who are in that field, kind of bringing you guys to events like that, it helps open up a broader, you know, demographic. It helps bring everybody in, and it also helps people fund it that want to be a part of it. So I think that's why we are opening up and finally saying, okay, we can have other people involved in this. And what is basically for? I'm passionate about a few things. I'm passionate about childhood obesity because, you know, we have so many kids that are – it's really an epidemic that are overweight, and we can help out a lot if we just educate the masses on nutrition. Financial literacy, I'm big on that. I feel like, especially in our inner-city communities, there's a lot of – ignorance, not with a negative connotation, but just a lack of knowledge about finance and how to manage money and what to do with money and how to think about money, and finally just helping, you know, impoverished areas around inner cities in Houston, where I'm from, just really all around the country. We're trying to impact as much as we can, and so this foundation that we're starting, it's been in the works for years. We've been doing work, but now we're just kind of opening it up to like public. You know, a public domain, so that people that want to come step forward and help, you know, you're more than welcome, and we love to help.
You had a, I think it was on Instagram or Twitter,
a
flyer. You've got your teammates involved.
Yeah. It's gonna be at Morton Steakhouse, and we're serving. We'll be the servers. They'll order the food, and we'll come and serve them. And it's all charity. Every penny's gonna go to, you know, our foundation. Like, I'm gonna get, this is not that kind of party. Like, every penny's gonna go towards the donations, and all of my teammates are gonna come out and help serve, and it's gonna be a fun time.
So you're inviting us to lunch?
Yeah, man. It's not gonna be free, but you can come.
You said the fun parts keep you coming back. What are the fun parts? Is the work fun? Is the running fun? Is it being your teammates is fun?
No, the work is not fun, and the running is not fun. Dead honest. But the thing is, it's like it's a sacrifice. So, like, when, you know, when I was a child and you grow up and you want to become something, I was taught young that in order to get something, you have to give something, and that's the sacrifice. And so you kind of learn to love that grind. You kind of learn to love that struggle. I mean, I grew up in kind of rough circumstances, so you kind of, when you come up out of that, you learn to love where you came from and love those circumstances because they mold you and they make you. You know, what do they say? That, you know, it's you can't tell if you're a good captain of a ship on clear waters. It's the same thing in life. Like, so you are who you are, you know, at your lowest moment. And, like, I know who I am at my lowest moment. And that's the fun part is you know, time in and time out, I've come through a lot of hardships and bad things have happened. But it's who you are when you come up out of that. That's pretty much asking me when I want to come back.
Tell us a little bit more without giving us the time.
No, I can't.
I mean, how are, like, more about, you haven't really
definitely make
exactly how you're feeling.
I'm going to try to answer your question. I am making progress. So, like, day by day, it gets better and better and better. And I'm feeling wonderful throughout the process. I'm not sure. No, progress does not tell you how I am.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
but you still won't tell me.
Nah. I got orders, man.
What would you need to feel in order to know you can get back out there?
Well, I need to feel like I'm 100%. As close to 100% as I can. I'll take that back. I don't feel like I've ever played a game in the NFL 100%. Like, I'll be honest, like, this is such a physical sport. Like, it's just hard to be 100%. So, but when you're dealing with something like muscle injuries, they tend to reoccur if you're not careful. And so it's not something you can push through. Like, I've played entire seasons with torn meniscus. I've played entire seasons with a broken collarbone. I've played entire seasons with – there's things that you can push through. But, like, muscle injuries, there's nothing you can do because it literally hinders the movement. So, like, as soon as I feel like the movement isn't hindered and I'm not going to – re-injure it, like, I'll be out there.
Yeah, Aaron, we've often heard guys come back from severe injuries, what have you, better person, stronger mentally, better athlete. You've had some great years. Do you think you can be even better than you've been after what you've been through?
Yeah, I think this is going to be my best year. And I still feel like it will be. It's going to be tough because I have some ground to make up. I was feeling the best, feeling the quickest that I felt, and you know you can judge for yourself.
You mentioned a while ago emerging from tough times, like who you are.
Who am I now?
Because you've gone through some tough times.
Yeah. I've grown so much, man. It's been a fun ride, man. So just looking back to, like, who I was when I first walked into the NFL to who I am now, it's been such a growth process. You learn about a lot about yourself. And just like I said, man, one thing I've learned about myself is, you know, I might not be the most perfect person walking the planet Earth, but I know everything that I do, I try to do it with a genuine intent. And, you know, I fall short of a lot of expectations, and that's just part of life. You know, I'm still young, still in my 20s. So, but as of right now, man, you know, I've been through some of the most tough times personally this last year, but emotionally, I'm probably the happiest I've ever been in my life, and that's through also work. I thought I was too cool to get counseling. I thought I was above that. You know, I feel like a lot of guys feel like that too. And the only reason why I'm talking about it now is because I know a lot of people out there feel like I used to feel. Like, you know, if you maintain a certain status that you're above certain things, like getting help, like emotionally, like it's a part of all of our growth. And once I started working on myself and self-reflection and digging into things in my past that were causing me to do things that were self-destructive. Like, I learned why I was doing some of the things that I was doing. And once you, like, be honest with yourself and open up to people that you love, it's a freedom that you can't buy. And that's where I'm at right now.
What motivated you to do what you just said, Gary, find that help or whatever? Why did you think you needed to do that?
I don't know. You get to a point where you just break down emotionally. Like, it's a lot. You take on a lot, especially when you're in a position like a lot of my colleagues in the NFL, when you're the breadwinner in your family and you're the man of the house and you're this and your father and you're this and your best friend and everybody's just looking to you for everything. And that's a lot of pressure on a kid, really, in his 20s. And at the end of the day, that's what we are. When you're in the prime of your life physically, but, like, you're in the adolescence of your life mentally, and like a lot of people, like it's hard for people to grasp that concept. And once you're honest with yourself about that, like you can begin that growth process, and that's what I did. Yeah. Nah, this isn't my first injury, and if you're in the NFL, you're gonna get injured. It's just part of it, and so you have to just take it day by day. I'm not in a rush to get back. I would love to get back as soon as possible. I would love to play in this game, but it wouldn't help me or my team. So once I feel like I can help my team, like I know I can, I'll be out there.